Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary, reflecting on Jesus' command to love. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus says this at a critical moment. He's just washed the feet of each and every disciple, and now Judas has left the building. He's heading to the authorities to hand Jesus over to be tortured and to be killed. Up until now, Jesus has been saying things like, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. If you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even traitorous thugs do that? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than anyone else? Don't even the religious outsiders do the same? Now the rubber hits the road, for when Judas goes out to betray him, Jesus lets him go. He doesn't expose Judas' plot. He doesn't ask the burly fisherman to seize him. He doesn't attack Judas, and he doesn't defend himself. Instead, with infinite sadness, he refuses to retaliate. For the one who preaches the power of forgiveness and enemy love still loves Judas, and still prays for him, and has already forgiven him, and is already mourning his absence from the table. This is the love which seeks out a crushed and guilt-ridden Peter, and forgives him again, and again, and again, and entrusts God's flock to him. This is a love which would seek out Judas, had he not destroyed himself in guilt and despair. This is a love which seeks out me and you and everyone else who betrays him, which we do every time we turn away from someone in need, which we do every time we withhold love, which we do every time we return hurt for hurt, hostility for hostility, betrayal for betrayal, rejection for rejection. This is the love which forgives 70 times 7 times forever. Impossibly, this also is the love which is to be poured out through us. Almost everyone in this world can love people like themselves. They can love people who already love them. They can love people who never wound them. Even the religious outsiders do that. But Jesus' disciples are commanded to love those who offend us, or hurt us, or criticize and condemn us, or mock, deny, and betray us. For that is how Jesus loves. That is how Jesus loves. And because he really, really wants us to learn to love like this, he gives us a training ground. Each other. For there is not one faith community in the world which is free of hurts or wrongs or misunderstandings. This is why so many churches pass the peace every week, and it's why we have just done so now. If we treat each other as we deserve, if we treat each other as we've been treated ourselves, then we will know bitterness, we will know isolation, we will know despair. But if we refuse to retaliate, if we pray for one another, if we forgive one another, if we seek healing and wholeness and restoration and connection with one another, then we love in the way Jesus loves Judas and Peter and you and me. And when we love like this, we will know peace beyond our culture's understanding. The liberating, loving, joyful peace of God, which builds relationship and brings healing. And when our company at the table includes the betrayer and the beloved, the wrongdoer and the wrongly done by, then it is God's own table, and the meal becomes a foretaste of love made real and of a world made whole. Love, forgive, repeat. Through this painful, healing, continuing process. Let us be known as Jesus' disciples. Let us become a foretaste of heaven. And let us bear witness to a world made whole. Amen. Thanks for listening. God bless as you go on your way to love.